Hare Krishna, today is the appearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It's the disappearance day of Guru Govinda Swami Maharaj. And also, from what I hear, Ambarish Prabhu's birthday. And of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance is very significant for us because by his grace, we're here through his order, Srila Prabhupada, or as a result of his order, through Srila Prabhupada, his order saved us, brought us to Krishna consciousness. We're here in Mayapur. Particularly, he gave so much emphasis on distributing transcendental literature amongst those whom Srila Prabhupada saved was Guru Govinda Swami Maharaj, who many years back left this world here under very auspicious circumstances on a very auspicious day. And today is also, as I mentioned, Ambarish Prabhu, because I think that the construction of the Temple of Vedic Planetarium is so impressive, such a wonderful thing. I remember in 1976, when we used to live, all there was the buildings along the boundary wall. And we were living about 15 to a 10 by 10 room. And at that time, only the Lotus Building was the only other building on campus. And beside it, Sarabi Prabhu had put up a model of the 108 dome version of the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. And since then, there have been a lot of plans, but nothing has really materialized. And just like with Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would complain about his big sannyasi disciples and how they weren't able to really preach or spread Krishna consciousness in the way that he wanted. And Srila Prabhupada was a grihastha. He was able to do so. So I think similarly, Prabhupada would say to the GBC, all you big, big men, sannyasis, gurus, GBCs, after 35 years, what have you done about manifesting this temple? But Ambarish Prabhu did it. Of course, there's a slight detail that he happens to be a millionaire. But still, nonetheless, he's making it happen where everyone else was drawing up plans, where we, myself included, failed. So, therefore, it's worthy that today we also appreciate him and his achievement here in our world headquarters to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And today I'm just going to have two questions which are, many devotees may find them a little basic because they come from listeners who seem to have a very beginner's understanding of Krishna consciousness, or I would say perhaps not even that, maybe they haven't even come into any real serious contact with Krishna consciousness. But anyway, since they're also writing in, it seems that we should answer them. And one is Nanda Kishore Parekh, who says, I'm praying to God regularly, but I can find no peace and rest. I'm very much tired from life. What can I do in these circumstances? Please guide me. So, of course, here that he's just using the word, I'm praying to God regularly, leaves the doubt, or puts in doubt whether he actually knows that Krishna is God. And that, for what are we praying to God? Praying to God that to find peace and rest in this world is just a futile effort because we're never going to find it. Krishna has already said that it's dukkhalayam. The material world is a place of misery, samsara. It's like a fire. Everybody, everything's burning. And our whole plan is not to become free from suffering. That you can't get free from, at least in this world. For that you have to go to Vaikuntha. But tamstatikshasa, one can learn how to be tolerant by spiritual strength. And that spiritual strength particularly comes by association of Vaishnavas, chanting Hare Krishna, putting into practice the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, and living in the way that Krishna has formulated for us in his teachings, most prominently in Bhagavad Gita, but also there in his teachings to Uddhava, even in more detail. So that's the suggestion. Don't try to get away from the world. It's going to follow you wherever you go. You can't get away from it. And what to do in this circumstance? Seek out the association of Vaishnavas, hear from them, learn all about the wonderful science of chanting Hare Krishna, and in that way learn how to tolerate life while at the same time developing a vision for inner perfection, because that's what we're here for. We're here to become Krishna conscious. We're here to make advancement in spiritual life and to go back home, back to Godhead. And that we can achieve in this world. That's the value of this material world and part of the value of suffering, because for unintelligent people like us who don't learn just by hearing, if we get kicked enough, then we come to realize that maybe we should look for some other alternative other than trying to repeatedly enjoy in the material world. So, Nanda Kishore Parekh, that's the advice. Find out some Vaishnava. And a similar question from Anarashing Bahanpure. We are born and dead again. We leave this world with lots of hope. So what is the meaning of life? Well, it seems like Narasimha, he's got hope, whereas Nanda Kishore, he doesn't. The hope, only foolish people have hope in the material world. The only hope in the material world is that we get the association of Vaishnavas like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Gorkishwaras Babaji and sincere devotees like Ambarish Das. And that by their association we get inspired to practice Krishna consciousness seriously. In material life, there's no hope. If you try and put some hope in enjoying in this material world, you'll always be discouraged. But we should stop this cycle of repeated birth and death by being serious about the process of Krishna consciousness. You have to be very serious and go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, yes, samsara dhavanala lidaloka, and then the samsara will continue life after life, and it's like a blazing fire, and you'll just keep burning and burning and burning, and how can there be any hope when you're always burning? It's always a painful situation, no matter how much you've been burnt. It doesn't immunize you from getting burnt again. It hurts just as much. You burnt your finger when you were 5 years old. That doesn't mean that it hurts less when you burn it again when you're 6. So you just keep burning in this world. So the only thing is that rain shower of transcendental knowledge kindness that we get from Vaishnavas that helps us direct us actually to our transcendental goal. That is the hope that we have. And that hope is there because Lord Chaitanya has made it possible for us to get the association of great, great souls, his eternal associates. Hare Krishna. We'll continue again tomorrow.